Land is power. Our identity, our family pasts, our wealth and well-being, and our relationships are all rooted in the soil beneath our feet. For millennia, the earliest humans respected and lived on the land but did not have to think much about who owned it. The human population was small, territories were vast, and frontiers were plenty. No more. As the population grew over the course of the past several thousand years of human history, land became a valuable resource. Sporadic battles over land ownership broke out in ancient Mesopotamia, Greece, and Rome. Land battles spread across the globe like wildfire with the advent of modern states. Who owns the land came to define who holds power. Land power is economic power. Since the dawn of recorded human history, land has had immense monetary value through the natural resources it supports, such as wild animals, plants, and precious metals. Prior to industrialization, land was also humanity's single most productive asset. The vast majority of humans over the past several thousand years have relied on it for agricultural production, raising domesticated animals, and harvesting timber. In more contemporary times, land actually multiplies prosperity. Not only does land's value reliably increase as populations rise, making less and less of it available, but it grants an immediate advantage to the landholder and accelerates the wealth of anyone lucky enough to own or control it. If life is a game of King of the Mountain and everyone is trying to hike uphill, gaining land is like stepping onto an escalator and cruising to the top. And it's a long way up. The total value of all the land on Earth is somewhere around $200 trillion, greater than the value of all global economic output. No other form of wealth comes close to competing with land. Land power is also social power. Large landowners have long shaped social order and sat atop the pyramid of social hierarchy, commanding respect and taking advantage of special access to exclusive organizations and social circles. Across the centuries, large landowners have ruled over their territorial domains and extracted rent, labor, and deference from legions of souls who have worked their lands both freely and in various forms of bondage. Kings, chiefs, nobles, political leaders, and magnates around the globe, from Versailles to Monticello to Baghdad, have used their landed estates to signal status and to project authority. Families and individuals demarcate themselves and their influence by the land they hold. In Europe, members of the nobility hardwired land into their very names. Titles such as Duke of Windsor or Duke of York did not just signify family inheritance, but were also tied to respective castles and surrounding lands. The lands of the nobility placed these elites at the vanguard of creating government. That's because land power is political, too. The resources and status that influential landowners hold has enabled them to shape the founding of nations and governments the world over. Political participation also became tied to land. As land ownership is the premier marker of citizenship and belonging, most societies have at some point used it to determine who can have a say in politics through voting or holding office. And politicians use land policy as a valuable tool to garner political support and undercut their opponents. Property taxes, zoning, eminent domain, and land grabs and grants can be wielded by a society's winners against their foes. The tight link between land and power, once forged, is not easily broken. The advantages afforded by holding land accumulate over years and generations and cannot be easily overcome. Only when the land shifts under our feet is this bond broken.